This is Rabbi Haber, and we're up to Tehillim, Psalms, chapter 8. When David HaMelech, when King David became the king, when he conquered Yerushalayim, when he conquered Jerusalem, so he figured that it was time to bring the Aron, the Ark, from where it had been, in Kiryas Yearim, the area that we call Telstone, and bring it up to Yerushalayim. And he appointed a whole parade to go and bring the Aron, to bring the Ark from Kiryas Yearim to Yerushalayim. One of the people in the parade was someone by the name of Oved Edom. Oved Edom was a Jewish person. He was a Levi. He lived in Gass, and actually his family was a family that didn't sing in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't sing in the temple or the Mishkan. They didn't even play instruments. Their job was to open the doors and close the doors, which was obviously a great honor. But for this particular parade, David HaMelech, King David, put Oved Edom on the harp, and he was playing music as the Aron, as the Ark was making its way from Kiryas Yearim to Yerushalayim. At one point, there was a tragic story. The Aron was on a wagon, which it shouldn't have been. The wagon started to slip. Uzzah stuck his hand out to catch the Aron. Uzzah was punished immediately, struck by lightning, and died for even suggesting that the Aron needed to be caught. But it really ended the whole parade, ended everything, and they were very close to the house of this fellow, this Levi, Oved Edom, who lived in Gat. And so they took the Aron and they diverted it and they brought it to the house of Oved Edom Hagiti, who was a good man. He was a tzaddik. And the Aron, the Ark, stayed at Oved Edom's house on his property for 3 months. And during those 3 months, Oved Edom and his family had incredible bracha, incredible blessing. His wife had sextuplets. His crops grew. He had incredible blessing. But 3 months later, David HaMelech came back, King David came back, and he said, okay, it's time to try again. We're going to bring the Ark, this time we'll bring it on our shoulders, and we're going to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim. But what about Oved Edom? The Ark had been in the backyard of Oved Edom, and he had incredible bracha, an incredible blessing, and now he's taking the Aron away from Oved Edom, so what do you do? So the first thing that David HaMelech did was he composed a song. He composed Psalm 8, for Oved Edom. And now Oved Edom, whose family until now had been only opening and closing doors in the Mishkan, he said, from now on, whenever we sing songs, you're going to be on, not only are you going to be on the harp, but you're going to be singing a song. This is going to be your song. This was the ode to Oved Edom, and that's Lamanatzeach al Hagitis, right, to the conductor on the Gitis. The Gitis is a reference to Oved Edom, who lived in Gass, but also it was even done on the instruments that came from Gass. The Gass was a type of instrument that came from that area. So it was a tribute to Oved Edom, but more than anything else, this was his kibbud. This was his song that he always got to sing, Psalm number 8, even though his family wasn't the family of singers, but they always got to sing that in the Beis HaMikdash. And what exactly was this song that David HaMelech made and that David HaMelech composed for Oved Edom? It's interesting, it references back to another time where the Aron was in one place and it needed to be taken away and brought to another place. And that was when Moshe went up on Har Sinai, went up on Mount Sinai to get the Torah, and the angel said to him, you can't take the Torah. We've had the Torah up here all this time. You can't take the Torah. It's not for you. It's not for people. It's not something you can have. And Moshe had to debate with the angels until they actually won the debate, and the Torah was taken. So David HaMelech, in taking the Aron, not that there was any pushback from Oved Edom, but in taking the Aron from Oved Edom, he referenced this old kind of argument or debate that had taken place when the Aron was taken from its previous owners, which were the Malachim, the angels. And it's very interesting how the psalm starts, Hashem Adonainu, Hashem our Master, Ma'adir Shimcha b'chol ha'aretz, how great is your name on the entire land, asher tznahodcha l'shamayim, but you should really put your beauty in heaven. That's what the angel said. At the end, the last line of the psalm says the same thing. It says, Hashem Adunenu, Hashem our Master, Ma'adir Shimcha b'chol ha'aretz, how great is your name on the entire land. But they left that argument that said it should have remained in heaven. And the Medrash goes through exactly the discussion that went on, that the angel said, "Ashetznahodcha l'shamayim, you should keep your Torah up here in heaven." And Hashem said to Moshe, you need to answer these angels. And Moshe answered, he said, "Pi olim v'yonkim yisad ta'oz." Hashem said he wants his Torah, and he wants his praise to come specifically from people who are born, from people who are flesh and blood. L'man tzorecha, l'ashbis oyev misnakev, is something that we'll have. It'll be a power against their enemies. And he says, ki eres shemecha maseh etzvosecha, I look at your heaven, Moshe says, and the angels were saying, I look at what Hashem has created. Yoreach v'chachov m'asher kananta, the moon and the stars. Ma enosh kisiv k'renu, what really is a person that we should be remembered? V'n adam kisiv k'denu, or a man that we should pay any attention to him at all. But yet, Hashem did. Hashem said, you know what? I am going to pay attention to you, and I'm going to give you my Torah. V'tachasreyu ma'at me'elokim, you made us able to come to levels that are just a little bit below God. V'chavoid v'hadar ta'atreyu, and he gave us a certain amount of respect and beauty. Tamshilenu v'masa yodecha, and you gave human beings the ability to have power over everything else in the world. Kol shato tachas raglav, you put everything under his feet, the amount of potential that Hashem has given to people. Tzone v'alofim kulam, all the animals, gam b'hamos v'sodoy, the beasts of the field, tzipor shemayim udgei hayom, the birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, oiver orchos yamim, things that go in the seas. Hashem Adonenu, Moadir Shimcha b'chol ha'aret. Hashem Adonenu, how great is your name in all the lands. So this is what Moshe said to the angels, said, look, it's true that the Torah belongs in heaven, but Hashem decided he wants to give it to man. And then David went and echoed that almost the opposite to Oved Edom, said, yeah, it's true, Hashem gave you the Torah. It got to stay in your backyard for 3 months, but it's not just for you. Hashem wants it to be utilized for the whole world, and that's why it needs to be in Yerushalayim. It needs to be in a publicly accessible place, and a place where we can serve Hashem, and a place where everyone will daven towards the Aron HaKodesh. So this was David HaMelech's ode to Oved Edom, to say, look, thank you, Oved Edom. You were able to take something that was in heaven, and that the angels didn't want to let go of, and you were able to have it in your property for 3 months, but ultimately, just being in your property is not good enough. It needs to be in a place where it can fulfill its potential and raise the potential of all the Jewish people and really the whole world. The Malbim, when he comments on this very, very long commentary on this psalm, and he takes it from a cosmic perspective, and he says, the world is so incredibly big. It's just so large. And if you're just a scientist, it's hard to find any significance to human beings at all. We're just one tiny speck on a very large planet that's part of an even larger galaxy that's part of many, many, many galaxies and really an infinite universe. So it's very hard to think of ourselves as anything important at all, which is what the angels were saying. Why are you giving Torah to these tiny, minuscule people? But Moshe responded, it's true, Mo enosh kisiv k'renu, who are we that we should be remembered? But still Hashem said, it's not true. Hashem chose us and Hashem wanted to give us the Torah. They say about one of the rabbis that he said, you should always have two pieces of paper in your pocket. One piece of paper should say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam, that the whole world was created for just for me. But the other paper in your other pocket should say, V'anochi ofer v'efer, I am but dust and ashes. And that's what we have here. We have on the one hand, we look at this amazing, amazing world that Hashem has made, and we say that Hashem is so much larger than anything we can imagine, and we're so minuscule, we're so small. But then we have to say, yes, but Hashem remembered us, He took us, He gave us this Torah, and He said we can really, each and every one of us individually, can have an effect on the entire world. That's what Oved Edom was able to do. Just one person was able to take that Aron HaKodesh, that ark that was in heaven, the Aron, the tablets that were in heaven, he was able to have them in his own yard, because even just one person Hashem's willing to look at and say, I'm going to give you bracha, I'm going to give you a blessing, I'm going to take care of you because of the way that you honored the Aron HaKodesh. And all David HaMelech wanted to do was take that example of Oved Edom and make it something that all the Jewish people could access. Have a good day.